Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Michelle Martin. Today we're taking a look at Futu, their shares up threefold over the last 12 months, so I really wanted to check in with them. NASDAQ listed Tencent backed Futu SG set up operations in Singapore in March this year. We had them on the show then. We're happy to keep tracking their results with them. They have 15 million users around the world, and they offer investment products via their trading platform Moomoo. Futu SG's parent company Futu Holdings, their latest financial data shows an increase of total revenues by about 129% year on year and a more than 140% rise in gross profit. Futu Holdings, I understand, has witnessed six consecutive quarters of triple digit growth. So let's take a closer look at the second quarter results of Futu and have a tour of some of the features on its trading platform Moomoo. Today I wanted to focus on features that allow for stock research, and he's graciously agreed to give us that tour. Let's welcome Gavin Chia, Managing Director, Futu Singapore. Good morning, Gavin.
Yes, morning, Michelle.
Welcome to the show. First up, if we look at your profits, what explains the increase of 143% gross profit?
Yes, I mean, we look at, the different sectors that we are actually, in terms of the revenue stream, we are seeing a very healthy growth across all revenue streams and sources. If you look at brokerage commissions, interest incomes, or even other incomes, includes wealth management or enterprise service, we see a huge growth. And especially if you look at interest incomes, it actually represents the largest growth over here. Of course, if you look at, just to share a little bit more on why is there a huge increase, is if you look at generally for the whole of Futu, we are very focused on in terms of user experience. So in Hong Kong, we are doing more. We are reinforcing our leading position over in Hong Kong as the number one broker. And of course, in Singapore, many people will know that we had just launched not too long ago on the 8th of March. In terms of to have a better service or, we have a 24 hours a day, in terms of customer service, it's seven a day, so it's 24/7, and clients will be able to contact us if they need any assistance. And of course, to better serve the growing client base, we are also expanding in terms of hiring. And if you look at overall, surely with the support of clients, just solely in Singapore, Futu has already near to more than 250,000 users. And with more than 100,000 paying customers. So this is something that I got to say is, we are very proud of what we have done. Surely we have done something correctly in Singapore. And, we will focus more in terms of how we can provide a better user experience to customers.
Yeah.
And, working with more other companies and vendors so that, we can provide, even a better experience to all the customer here.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear about that focus on customer experience. We were talking this morning about glitches on some of the cryptocurrency exchanges and how people are so frustrated.
Yes.
And when that happens and you only can speak with a bot, it's really annoying. So good to know that.
Agree, Michelle.
Right, it's forefront on what Futu is aiming to do. Have you seen a growth in paying clients?
Yes, surely, Michelle. We see a very strong growth in Futu's paying clients. There's an increase of 230% year on year, reaching to a total of 1 million paying clients past this quarter. So I got to say, this is actually in terms of our second best quarter. The net addition itself is actually approximately 211,000 in terms of paying clients. The best quarters was actually in last quarter, which is an addition of 273,000 paying clients. So overall, for Futu users, we have reached past very near to 16 million. That's an increase of near to 67% year on year. So surely, in terms of Singapore, in terms of paying clients, we actually contributed half, and surely we will do more, reach out to more clients, and work with more, firms and, to enhance or, to provide a better experience to all customers.
All right. Help us understand. There's been a dip in trading volumes.
Michelle, if you look at the recent months, there's huge volatility. I mean, in terms of whether, we see news from US, from China, politically or even there's many things that is happening. I mean, of course, if you look at for Futu itself, in terms of the U.S. stock trading volume, it accounted for approximately 64% of our trading total trading volume. Overall, that we believe that in terms of certain products like equities, some clients may especially the more conservative one, they may have a wait and see approach. Mm-hmm. But right now, what Futu is doing, given that Futu, we have a multi-products platform, we are also educating customers, to in such a volatile period, what can they do with using different products so that they can do hedging or even they can minimize the volatility in their portfolio.
All right. Gavin Chia is Managing Director, Futu Singapore. Gavin, do you expect headwinds ahead?
Yes, surely, Michelle. There will be headwinds. I mean, if you look at news, the Fed, in terms of interest rate,
yep.
Things may be changing by end of this year. It really depends on the pandemic. I mean, a lot of things, if you look at different countries have different policies. And in terms of the recovery from the pandemic, they are actually in different cycles or different stages. So surely, there will be volatility, there will be headwinds. But of course, for us, in terms of Futu, we will continue to educate clients. We will continue to share with clients, how to diversify their portfolio, and we will come out with more educational resources just to help investors of all different stages in terms of trainings, to make sure that they are constantly updated to the financial world and also to the macro world outside.
We appreciate your time, Gavin. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Taking a closer look at second quarter results of Futu, they are trading on NASDAQ. Managing Director of Futu Singapore, Gavin Chia, in conversation with me. Gavin also gave me a tour of the app. Do you want to know how you can use Moomoo to make stock comparisons and use a feature that allows you to peek into how institutions are investing? What are the institutional strategies and performances of ARK Invest's Cathie Wood's portfolio, or even Warren Buffett's portfolio? Well, you can hear more of that conversation with me that walks us through how we can do just that. Check us out on audio or Spotify.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.